add much more except to say his inspiration from this work was from graffiti and road signs. So he would take a sort of a small area and then just rework it. And I like their cheekiness. I think his reason for doing that is probably much more deep and meaningful about man and his mark making and spontaneity. But they're very lively, I think. And yes, the memory of a great time. It's almost like a souvenir. Here's Angus.
A souvenir is a good word because it really means, in the old sense of the word, a small painting of a place where you've been as a tourist, so that's probably spot on. The interesting thing was these three little works were definitely a step forward from the first work that I saw of his from his Melbourne show, and they were directly taking like something you'd see in a phone box, like Bill, you know, phone number 798, please ring, am lonely, or just a piece of graffiti just on the wall. So what he was doing here was he was taking fundamental graffiti and road signs and taking them slightly somewhere else rather than just a direct copy of something onto a canvas. And I just thought they were quite a big step forward, although they're very small and humble. To me, they represented a young artist finding his feet, so to speak, and I love them.